Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I am one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
And welcome back to it. And it's a Friday, and we have some cool shit to talk about
today. Yeah, buddy.
We are getting into, and not to give away my score at the end of it, but the best part of this week, in my opinion.
Oh, definitely the best part of this week, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, not to talk shit about the super awkward teenage conversation that we just had on yesterday's episode, but, you know.
Yeah.
This is a little more exciting.
For sure.
What are you guys talking about?
So, we are picking back up. We are talking about minute 24 through 25 of Dune Part 2. We have just had the most awkward conversation between Chani and her friends and Paul.
Mm-hmm. Interrupted by Stilgar, who said, "And now we pray."
And now we pray. They, of course, do not pray. It's basically only Stilgar and the old folks who start praying. So Paul turns around and he asks Chani, "What about him?" And I really like this line. This is a very funny line. Chani says, "Stilgar? He's from the South. You didn't notice his accent?" So, a wonderful way of in-universe explaining, or, you know, kind of telling the differences between the two groups, the Northern Fremen and the Southern Fremen.
Yep.
B, explaining why Javier Bardem has the accent that he has when most of the other Fremen have a completely different accent.
Yep.
So there we go. We got Southern and Northern differences. So Paul turns away as Stilgar continues to pray. And then he asks, "What'll happen to my mother?"
"She'll drink worm piss." In Chakobsa.
Yes, in Chakobsa, Chani's friend, who I cannot remember her name.
Shishkali, I believe.
Shishkali says she'll drink worm piss. And then Chani goes, "Not funny. He's about to lose her."
Yeah.
What the fuck, Chani? What a thing to
fucking
say.
Bearing in mind
that
Paul understands some of the language.
Yeah. And I can't tell from his face whether he understands enough to understand what they're saying right now, but it's safe to say he can get the point.
He can definitely understand the context from body language.
Yeah, exactly.
To which Shishkali responds, "If she's stupid enough to drink poison."
Right. So she's really taken a Darwinistic approach to this whole situation. You know, if she's dumb enough to drink poison, she deserves to die.
Yeah. To which Stilgar immediately interjects, shut up. We are praying.
Yep.
And he doesn't even like turn to look at them. He's just still doing his thing.
No. So they respect him enough to shut up.
Yeah.
But not enough to actually pray.
We don't know what goes on much more on the outside because we're back inside the cavern.
Yep.
With Reverend Mother Romalo.
Oh, RMR.
little RMR and J.
Yeah. RMR and BJ.
I was just going to go with J.
Anyways.
Reverend Mother Romalo and Jessica. Both are each having a shawl put mm-hmm. over them.
Yep.
It was hard to tell if it was the same one that was kind of like wrapped around one set of shoulders and then across to the other.
I think it's different.
Romalo's attendants are saying something in Chakobsa. There's no translation because at the same time, Jessica is reciting the litany against fear to herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
As Jessica is reciting the litany, the shawl is placed over her shoulders and a new voice is heard. "Here's the water of life. It frees the soul." In Chakobsa.
Well, let's break that down just a little bit. So the nuns lift up this beautiful, like, decanter full of the blue liquid.
Well, that is this unseen face that we...
Yes, yeah. We get the water of life, which I think... Or we get the water of life mentioned. mm-hmm. which I believe is the first mention of that phrase in the movies.
Yeah.
Maybe in the new Dune at all, prophecy and the movies combined.
Well, prophecy only refers to the Rossic poison. It doesn't,
right.
doesn't acknowledge the water of life.
Right, right, right. It's the same super vibrant blue that we saw in Dune Prophecy. Now, important to note that this movie came out before Dune Prophecy did. So Dune Prophecy.
I would say the Rossic poison is the same super vibrant blue yes. as the water of life.
Right, right, right. Chronologically, though, the Rossic poison would be first.
Sure.
Either way, love a continuity.
Yeah.
I was not expecting this mask to just pop up on screen.
The chameleon ass looking.
Yes. It was crazy. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It is super, super cool looking, but they give you no lead in to it. It's just bam, taking up 80% of the screen. Looking at, just looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Super, super, super awesome design on this mask.
Yeah. I can't see anything but a chameleon when I look at it, though.
Yeah, it for sure. I don't know. There was something.
Maybe that
it.
Was the intention. Surprisingly, Art and Soul doesn't really have much about the mask.
Really? Yeah. Anything at all? Or just, damn.
A lot of what Art and Soul has about this scene is a lot of the background about how it was made. One of the things that they call out in particular is that the floors of this cavern are made of rubber, even though they look like stone. So that way the actresses and the crew don't have to be like kneeling and sitting on stone the whole day.
Yeah.
They're at least sitting on something that's a bit more comfortable, which will definitely come into play next week.
Yes, for sure.
With some of the motions that Jessica has to make on the,
right.
on this floor.
Right. Well, yeah, that's good. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, as you said, the last line in this minute is it frees the soul.
Yeah.
So we're introduced to the water of life. We're here.
Yeah.
We did it.
Stressica's back, baby.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Jessica's, straight up not having a good time right now.
No. The only book note that I thought was appropriate to leave here is, this ceremony is, I mean, there are for sure differences with the ceremony in the books. The two biggest ones that I read were the amount of water of life that we see in the movie is like a small amount compared to what we get in the books.
Mm-hmm.
They describe like these two massive, containers full of the poisoned water.
Yeah.
And what we'll do with that later, why there's two massive bits or containers of water, we'll explain, I think, next week. But, so just the differences in volume there. And Chani is the person who is actually the facilitator of this ceremony instead of just random acolytes to the Reverend Mother.
Yeah.
So, again.
Once again, though, I think that's a deviation of Chani's beliefs against the older, more zealous, I
sure.
would say,
sure.
Fremen. So
yeah, agreed. But the main meat of this ceremony we'll have to wait till next week. This was a good place to end.
What a teaser!
This was a perfect place to end because I was really worried as we were going through this. These minutes, like this week, because remember, I haven't watched the movie in like start to finish in a long time.
Yeah.
I was really worried we were going to get like just a bit into the next, into the next scene, before we had to cut off. But no, this is a perfect place to end.
Alrighty.
So with that, what would you rate this week? Well, I'm going to go first.
Yeah. I want to hear yours because yeah. I have a couple different ways that I could take it.
Yeah. I did not particularly like this week.
Okay, you and I are in the same boat.
Yeah, it had some important lore stuff in it, but it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
I thought this week was a boring week. I love this movie, but this stretch of 5 minutes is
I understand kind of boring. The need of the conversation that was had for yesterday's episode, but like mm-hmm. to spend an entire minute of the movie on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The,
what are you guys talking about?
The tail end of the conversation between Stilgar and Jessica at the Cistern of Souls. Great. Love that.
Yeah.
That's a cool setting. That's a cool conversation, whatever. But anything after that, kind of right up to this very end point, not so great to me. Not that it wasn't acted well. It was acted well. It was beautiful and everything. It just wasn't a very engaging set of minutes.
I agree with that.
So I'm going to have to go 2.5.
I wouldn't go that low. I would go like 3.5, 4, just right. Because like we'd still get to see a lot of the beautiful set pieces and everything. There's still a lot there. But I think 3.5 is probably where I'm going to land this week. Next week, however.
Well, the biggest thing that drove my score down was no mention of Orlop. Had there been an Orlop mention, this would have been a great set of minutes.
Orlop confirmed. Yeah. YouTube thumbnail, big red arrow.
No Orlop. We didn't get an Orlop. Wasted. The name wasted.
Oh, well, you'll have to call Denis about that one.
Yeah, I'll get him on the phone.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. Well, let's meet back up to let's meet back up next week, not tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
It's a Friday. I forgot about that. So let's meet back up next week, and we will dive into the rest of this Water of Life ceremony, because boy, oh boy, it is going to be a good one.
We're going to have some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
As always, you can find us online. We are on Blue Sky at DuneMinute.com. All of the Dune Minute episodes are available on YouTube, and you can email DuneMinute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch with us that way. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Catch you later.
See ya.